Welcome to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group. The opinions expressed on this program are from our guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station.
Hi, it's Dave Clemens, and in studio with me, I have Mike Maudsley. He's the chair of the board of trustees for the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks, Dave, for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. Let's talk about MS, first of all. Multiple sclerosis. We've all heard of it. We've all heard MS, even. I still don't understand exactly what it is.
Yeah, well, we're working to figure that out. We have some brilliant minds all working on that, but it's something that touched my family back about 18 years ago when my wife was diagnosed, and we got involved in the multiple sclerosis community here in Oregon and more broadly, and I've now met hundreds of people. In fact, here in Central Oregon, we know of at least 600 people living with multiple sclerosis who've registered with us, and we're funding a lot of research. We're trying to make a difference.
Now, when you look at somebody with MS, can you tell they have MS?
Generally not. So this is one of those invisible diseases for many. Now, some people may be confined to a wheelchair, use a walker, cane, whatever. Others might have it and be really visibly on the outside, look completely fine. MS is a disease of the central nervous system. So it attacks the brain and the spinal cord and creates lesions and then kills the myelin that covers our nerves. It's the protective sheeting around our nerves.
Okay.
And when that happens, your nerves can die. They can cause ridiculous amounts of pain.
I was going to say, this sounds painful.
Muscle spasticity. It's very painful for many. That's one of the symptoms that my wife deals with, is a lot of pain, some difficulty walking at times. But it affects everyone differently. And so it's very tough. Even though we know so much about it, we'll meet people and have no idea. And other times it's like, could be that, could be ALS, could be any number of different neurodegenerative diseases.
Sure.
So
it might cause you not be able to walk or whatever. Does it, since it is your nervous system, I mean, does it mess with your brain? Can you end up challenged?
Yeah, absolutely. It can create memory issues, short and long-term memory issues. It can create some cognitive impairment in people where their ability to process may not be what it used to be. More than, say, we might experience or expect with some aging, for example. It's more noticeable than that. And that those are the types of things that they test for and they monitor for.
Wow.
Yeah. So it can have just a myriad effects, and it can affect people who are very young. I've now met people with pediatric multiple sclerosis, which I didn't even know was a thing, who were diagnosed in middle school, high school, college. Others diagnosed middle age. It really comes in all forms and out of nowhere for people with no real known cause. There's a lot of research to figure out what that might be, but there's genetic elements, there's other sorts of things, you know, but that's what's being researched, and that's what we're trying to figure out to see if we can deal with the cause.
Are we getting anywhere with this? I know that I had a friend in 1990 that had MS. You and I talked about this off the air. And at that time, it was kind of a bleak thing.
It sure was.
We really didn't know much about it.
Right. And I don't believe at that time there were any disease-modifying drugs available at all.
And now there's some
more
stuff
than
you
a
can
dozen
take.
On the market. Different things for different people and how they work and the efficacy of those varies depending on the patient, but we're really getting somewhere. We not only have all of these therapies that really slow and put this into remission, because what you want to do with somebody who has, for example, relapsing remitting MS is you want fewer attacks against the brain and the spinal cord that cause that permanent damage. So if we can slow those down, space those out, eliminate them altogether, that prevents further degeneration of nerves.
Sure.
And then beyond that, we're working to get to a cure. And, you know, a lot of money is funneled in that. The National MS Society raises hundreds of millions of dollars a year and funnels that to research. And we fund very specific research projects that align with an international agenda for how to really put a stop to this disease.
Sure. Are we finding that it is more prevalent in any certain race, class, etc.?
Yeah, great question.
Pretty much anybody.
We really used to think this was a disease that primarily affected white women. And it turns out that's not really the case. It's just that other groups weren't as well studied, didn't have maybe the same access to medical care. And so the statistics were skewed. And what we're finding now is it's really across races. It's across age groups. It can really affect anyone. We've seen families where 7 or 8 siblings will all have multiple sclerosis. We've seen other families where 1 of 6 might have it.
Interesting.
And so there's still a lot of mystery around it. And that's why a lot of this research is being done. And so at a time when research dollars are being cut based on some changes in federal funding strategies, we're working even harder to make sure that we can continue to support the people that we serve, but also the research. And I should mention, in addition to funding research, which admittedly isn't something I was super excited about in the beginning. I'm like, research feels so big.
Right.
But I see the difference it makes. People I know, my wife included, are on medications that don't have a million side effects, that don't reduce their quality of life so substantially. Research really does work. But in addition to that, living with multiple sclerosis, it's a very expensive and lifelong diagnosis. The estimate is it's about $96,000 a year is what somebody with MS needs to live.
Wow.
In addition to those of us that don't, you know, on top of what those of us who don't have it.
Right.
And so how do you do that if you maybe don't have the best insurance? How do you cover a medication that's $120,000 a year just so you don't get those debilitating effects and that disease progression? And so we help people with that, with walkers, with a variety of different things that they need to try to keep their quality of life what it can be.
What does someone do if they or a loved one has MS? What's the best way to reach out to you guys?
The best is to go to our website, NMSS, for National MS Society, .org, NMSS.org. We have a ton of information about our Pathways to Cures program, about our international partnerships and agendas, about research. We have a phenomenal program where they can connect direct one-to-one with an advocate who will help them navigate this journey.
Oh, wow.
I've talked to people about their diagnosis day, and when a doctor sits across from you and tells you you have MS, it's a terrifying diagnosis because most of us, like you and I, know, yeah. Right? Yeah. It's not until you're affected by it. And we have people they can reach out to on day one who will stay with them forever and help them through this whole thing.
Wow.
Get them into support groups if they want, or help them research medications or whatever it is that you need. That's one of the services that we provide.
Very nice. What's the website again?
It's nmss.org.
Let's talk about this event. You guys have an event later this month, the 26th.
We do. What Walk is it? MS. And it's been coming to Bend for many, many years. And I know many of your listeners participate. I will tell you, we're way behind this year. We don't have as many walkers signed up. We don't have as many teams signed up. And our fundraising isn't what it's been in the past. So we're putting an extra push this year to get people signed up. But it's at Riverbend Park, Saturday morning, the 26th of April. 9 a.m. The thing starts, and the program's at 9:45 with the actual walk starting at 10. There's a 1 mile and a 3 mile course. It's great for individuals and teams. It's fun to bring the family. There's no cost to register. People can show up and become part of the movement and check it out. And then, you know, if people raise $100 a piece, we got t-shirts and various different giveaways and things to kind of incentivize that. But it's a very fun event, and it's a great way to learn more about the society and the programs that we offer and how we can support people.
All right. And that's April 26th. And we've got more information about that at MyCentralOregon.com.
Terrific.
So people can check it out from there. Mike, I want to thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Dave.
Talking about MS. Why do you think we're a little slower this time around on getting people signed up?
You know, it's hard to say. I will tell you, last year we did this last weekend of April and the weather was awful. I just know it's going to be sunny and gorgeous this year. But I don't know why we're a little slower, but we've got plenty of time to catch up,
right,
and to make sure we exceed our target. But we're still looking to raise about another $70,000 for this upcoming event.
All right. Sounds like you guys are doing great work.
Thanks very much.
I've been talking to Mike Maudsley. He's the chair of the Board of Trustees for the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. Thanks again for coming in.
Thanks, Dave.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.